All right. Good morning, everyone. We're going to call to order the Senate Judiciary Committee. Today we have four bills that are set for work session. Some of the bills have amendments to them, if not all of them, that could be considered today, or some of them will be. What we're going to do is I do have a member, one of the representatives, Representative Hicks here. He has other obligations, so I'm going to go ahead and open up the work session on 1550 for the consideration of the amendments, and I guess the one that we're looking at is the dash eights. And so, Representative, why don't you come up? Do you need anyone else?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Wally Hicks, House District 3, Josephine County. I am here in support of the dash 8 amendments. This is the speedy trial statute that this body, the legislature, voted to repeal in the 2013 session and set a sunset date of April of 2014. And so the statute that has been on the books for several decades now is currently still in effect. And if this amendment is added into the bill and successfully passed out of this assembly, then this will become the new speedy trial statute subsequently. The statute is the, or this amendment is the work of long, earnest deliberations between as many stakeholders and experts as could be assembled. And I am very confident that we have achieved something that is worthy of becoming the law of the land. The Department of Justice is very favorable on this amendment. The Oregon Defense Lawyers Association is very favorable on this amendment. The courts are neutral on the amendment. I am not the spokesman for the defense or the ODAA, the District Attorneys Association. I'm meeting with them later today. We're going to discuss the particulars of this, and so I do not have anything to relate in terms of what they may think about it. I am convinced that aside from this providing a better form of justice than the current statute that's on the books, this would be a cost saver. This is a far more elegant statute than what we currently have, and I think we would likely over time realize savings in tax dollars because of the clarity that this brings to the process of deciding speedy trial questions within the courts and within the appellate division of the Department of Justice and within the provision of public defense services. And so I could, if it be the will of the chair or members, go through the particulars of this bill or potentially bring up an expert from the Department of Justice to do that, but ultimately I just open the opportunity for questions.
Yeah. While we go for questions and see if there, how much detail people want or need.
Okay.
Senator Roebling?
Yeah, just a quick question. I'm just verifying what I believe I already know, but this does not affect the rights of a defendant with regard to the federal understanding of speedy trial, a witness death or whatever those kinds of things. Is that correct?
Yes, Mr. Chair, Senator Roebling. Yes, so there's a speedy trial right that is enshrined and ensured by the Constitution, the federal U.S. Constitution. And that standard, to be a little bit technical, would require a showing of prejudice to the defendant's case. So on top of that, there is now going to be, if this should pass, there is currently a speedy trial statute in the state of Oregon. And this wouldn't become the new statute. This would not be comparable to the right that a defendant would have to allege prejudice if the state failed to prosecute their case. So there's basically two angles through which a person can pursue their right to their speedy trial option.
Any other questions? Representative, thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator.
So I did get a, I think, Mr. House, Jeff, are you here today?
Yes, sir.
I believe you had some comments that you wanted to make on behalf of I guess yourself and Rod Underhill.
Thank you, Chair Brzezinski, members of the committee. My name is Jeff Howes. I'm the first assistant to District Attorney Rod Underhill in Multnomah County. I have been aware of the fact that there was a bill coming, and as you all know, and as I learned, that it has finally made it to print as of yesterday. I work with the ODA Legislative Committee. However, I'm not here on their behalf. But my boss, Rod Underhill, has asked me to come down and let this committee know that we are interested in this bill. We have some concerns about particularly one or two parts of the bill. Primarily, if I may share those with you just briefly, the bill as it now reads would allow a felony case to be dismissed after 3 years if it has not been to trial. So a charge has been issued or an indictment has been found, and the case, the defendant may have not been arrested and brought to trial within 3 years. And at that point, the case would be dismissed. If the statute of limitations has not run, that case could be reindicted. And my suggestion, if I get a chance to make one through an amendment, would be that we tie that dismissal not to a hard 3-year deadline, but rather to the statute of limitations that's already on the books, ORS 131525, or 125, I'm sorry. And here's why, in brief.
Well, let me, Jeff, we are not going to be able to do any amendments on the bill today.
I understand, sir.
So I think what would probably be best is to the bill, if it goes forward, makes it through the process on the Senate side, to go in more detail with the House, because that's where you're going to have that opportunity. And so I'm not sure how much detail we need at this point.
May I say one more thing?
You may.
And that's that I know that DOJ, Mr. Slauson, Mr. Knott, and OCDLA, Gail Meyer, they have worked very hard on this bill, and they've come up with a wonderful product. And I'm just here to, and when I get a chance, to try to make it a little bit better. And I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you today.
Senator Cruz.
I understand your concern, but there are several factors in this to where the clock isn't ticking. Which is a mitigating factor. Would you agree?
I do agree that, okay. that a lot of thought has gone into it. My concern would be that if a complex case needs to be reindicted at some point, it's easy to say, well, just reindict. But on a complex case where there were 40, 60, we've got a case pending in grand jury right now in Multnomah County where there's been 150 witnesses called. That's a very complex case. To simply say, well, you can reindict, I think is not giving due attention to the process of indicting a complex criminal case.
We'll let it go okay. At this point.
I'll let it go, too. All right. Jeff, thank you very much.
Chair Przanski, members of the committee, thank you very much.
All right. So... I think that was the only amendment that we had individuals that wanted to give testimony or statements on as to what the amendment was. It is interesting. Yesterday we had this bill for public hearing, and no one came forward. So, you know, that was, I guess, more of a courtesy, knowing that the work group has been working for as long as they have, to allow that to go be put on the record. So at this point, Chair is willing, ready to take a motion on the dash 6 and the dash 8 on House Senate Bill 1550. Gelser is the dash 6. That's the one that would deal with reserve officers being brought into the definition.
Right.
And the dash 8 we just heard.
Okay. I thought hers was.
And regarding, I'll put on the record on the other, we had two other possible amendments, the dash 5. This is one that has not had any type of public hearing. There are some discussions myself with some of the members of the Senate regarding expanding the ability to tape people without their knowledge in specific situations. I've received an email, I believe, from the constituent of the person that was bringing the amendment forward, and reading it, unfortunately, he has a misunderstanding of the law. He believes that you have to have the consent of both parties before you tape. You do not. State law does not require that for face-to-face taping of consent for both parties. So this is one of those things that I just think that if we're going to work it, we need to have it go through a work group or through the interim process, and we can flesh this out better to see what, if any, changes. This is an area that we have worked on in previous sessions, and it's one of those fine lines of what is going to be socially accepted as to not interfering with individuals' rights and at the same time maintaining protection and safety. All right. So, Senator Close, would you make those motions?
Mr. Chair, I move the dash 6 amendment to Senate Bill 1550.
Senator Close moves the dash 6 amendment into Senate Bill 1550. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Senator Close.
And Mr. Chair, Are we going to vote on the 6?
No objection.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I move the dash 8 amendment to Senate Bill 1550.
Senator Close now moves the dash 8 amendments into Senate Bill 1550. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Close.
I think a good job has been done here. I agree with the chair and the committee on the dash 8 amendment. However, I do think it is important that the DAs and other law enforcement have a chance, since this came quickly, to look it over and testify, and I hope that will happen in the House.
I think it will, and I think we're to put on the record that this has not been a closed group. The Department of Justice was the coordinator for this ongoing meeting. I know that the Criminal Defense Lawyers Association has been very active in that. I know ODA had been some participation toward the end, but they did not show up at the table early on. Based on what I've been told with the invitation standing, there is some concerns, I think, for some individuals feeling that because of what the work we did this last time, putting in a sunset clause of April 1, that somehow they could position themselves and maybe they didn't need to be as active. But they'll have an opportunity on the side. And I expect Senator Barker will, in fact, give that opportunity.
He's a representative. He's not a senator yet.
Okay, Representative. Okay, Representative Barker will have the opportunity to allow conversations and the ability for them to give testimony at that time. All right, Senator Cruz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to say for my part of the state where law enforcement resources are incredibly limited nowadays, I think this gives us some clarity and some certainty in how we proceed. And for a lot of our counties who just don't have the resources anymore, I think this is going to be a great deal of help.
All right. Thank you. Any other comments? Any objections to the motion before us, which is the adoption of the dash 8s in the Senate Bill 1550? Not seeing any. So ordered. And I think at this point we're ready to move the bill to the floor.
Mr. Chair.
Oh, excuse me. I guess we're not. We do not have the fiscals on this. So either we could suspend the rules if you want to do it now, or we can wait and see if they come in before the end of the meeting.
I'm okay with suspension.
I'm okay with suspension.
All right. So who would like to make the motion?
Mr. Chair, I move the rules be suspended for the purpose of passing Senate Bill 1550 to the floor without the fiscal and revenue statements.
Senator Cruz moves that we suspend the rules for the purpose of moving Senate Bill 1550 to the floor as amended by the dash 6 and the dash 8s with a due pass recommendation without the necessary paperwork from fiscal impact as well as the revenue statement. Is there any discussion? Any objection to considering suspending the rules? So ordered. And now we're at a point to actually work the bill.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 1550, as amended by the dash 6 and the dash 8s, to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Close moves Senate Bill 1550, as amended by the dash 6 and the dash 8s, to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any additional discussion? Any objections? So ordered. The chair will carry 1550. And we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 1550. And why don't we go ahead and open up a work session on 1551. Senator Robon.
Chair, I move that we send Senate Bill 1551 to the Committee on Rules without recommendation.
Senator Roveland has moved that we send Senate Bill 1551 without recommendation to the Committee on Rules. Any discussion? Any objections?
I object.
Right. I object.
All right. We have two objections. It still has the necessary votes, and the motion does pass.
Mr. Chair, we serve notice of possible minority report.
I don't think you can serve a minority report notice when you're going to rules.
We did check with legislative council. They said we could.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, it's a technical issue, but we have moved it to rules. The Senate President has the ability to redirect it to the floor. So... So this is just kind of a stopgap measure.
No. All right, so our next bill will be open a public, a work session on Senate Bill 1551. And Bill, we have the dash fives.
1531, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, we have the dash five, which allows local government to regulate so long as regulation involves reasonable time, place, and manner restrictions.
All right. So the dash fives is a, I'm going to call it somewhat of a compromise from the proponents of the bill, the chief sponsors. I've received a response back from both of them that they are willing to accept the dash fives with the reservations that at least one of the members will maybe in the future want to work for additional changes in the bill, which is part of the record and understanding. But at this point, it appears that we do have a consensus to move 1531 forward with the dash fives. Senator Close, do you feel comfortable making that motion?
I do. Could you refresh our memory? Could the staff refresh our memory on the dash five?
Chair, members of the committee, the dash five, so the governing body of a city county may adopt ordinances that impose reasonable regulations on the operation of medical marijuana facilities registered or applying for registration under the ORS 475-314 that are located or subject to the jurisdiction of the city or county. For the purposes of this section, a reasonable regulation includes reasonable limitations on the hours during which a medical marijuana facility may be operated, reasonable limitations on where a medical marijuana facility may be located within a zone described in 475-314 3 small a, and reasonable conditions on the manner in which a medical marijuana facility dispenses medical marijuana. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, that's the essence of the amendment, word by word.
Mr. Chair, I will decline to make that motion.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the dash five amendment to Senate Bill 1531.
Senator Cruz moves for the adoption of the dash fives into Senate Bill 1531. Discussion? Senator Cruz?
Mr. Chair, something's better than nothing at this point in time. If this is what's required to keep this bill alive and have further discussions in the House, I can support that.
And I guess what I'd also would say is that what the bill will do is give clarity and certainty as to what I believe the House Bill 3460 provided during the last session, but it definitely does call out to make certain that cities and counties know that they would have the ability to have reasonable regulations as it pertains to basically time, place, and manner as they would and as they do have in other businesses that they regulate. Senator Roblin.
Yeah, I really appreciate what the chair has done here. I agree with Senator Cruz. I think either the original bill or this one would have been okay with me, but I agree that the as I mentioned before, having the ability to have the opportunity in a community is something that I think people should have the right to look at. I think little communities should have a conversation on it, and I really like the fact that you're trying to come to a place where they really can make some legitimate reasons for keeping time, place, and manner. So I appreciate what you've done. I look forward to any conversation in the House. So thanks.
Thank you. Other questions, comments? All right. The motion's been made to adopt the dash fives in the House, Senate Bill 1531. Is there any objections?
Object.
Senator Close objects. Motion carries, and we'll take a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash three amendment to 1531. This prohibits the marketing of marijuana to kids and keeps dispensaries away from preschools.
All right. The amendment, the chair will not be supporting this amendment because it already we already have rules that have been adopted by the Oregon Health Authority, who was dictated under House Bill 3460 to basically prohibit, as the 3460 says, for any type of distribution or access by minors to marijuana facilities, let alone to marijuana. And regarding
the, I'm trying to think what the other part was. Labeling is also required and has been set forth in the rules that have been promulgated by the agency as it was pertained to the to the regulations that was adopted, and also relying on the Legislative Council opinion dated February 5th that basically states that at this point the state has preempted local government as it pertains to those type of issues. Senator Curtis.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I think this is an important enough issue. There are some times when we need to put things in statute rather than just rely on rules, so I will support the Dash 3 amendment.
All right. We have a, why don't we go ahead and do a vote on this one, call.
Senator Denbrough?
No.
Senator Cruz?
Aye.
Senator Roblin?
No.
Vice Chair Close?
Aye.
Chair Pozomski?
No. Motion fails. And let's see, do I have a motion to move the bill as
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 1531 as amended by the Dash 5 amendment to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Close moves Senate Bill 1551 as amended by the Dash 5s to the floor with a due pass recommendation. 1531. All right. So, any more discussion? Any objections? So ordered. And I'm going to give the offer to Senator Hansel and Senator Monroe, since they were co-chief sponsors of the bill.
That's good.
I'm assuming that they will do it. If not, then the chair will be as a backup. I'm assuming the two of them will do that.
Good call.
All right, so we close the work session on 1531, and I believe the last one that we have at this point is 1556, and we have two amendments, the Dash 1s and the Dash 6. This does have a subsequent referral to rules, and I would like to go ahead and move the amendments so that can be part of the bill as it gets down to rules based on the agreements that have been worked out with proponents of the bill. So I'm not sure, Senator Close, if you feel comfortable moving the Dash 1s and the Dash 6.
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 1 amendment to Senate Bill 1556.
Senator Close moves the Dash 1 amendments in the 1556. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 6 amendment to Senate Bill 1556.
Senator Close now moves the Dash 6 amendment into Senate Bill 1556. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. And I think the next is to motion to move the bill, to pass the bill with a due pass recommendation, knowing that it has a subsequent referral. Okay. Sorry.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Roblin.
I move that Senate Bill 1556 as amended be with a due pass recommendation and to sent to rules by prior reference.
All right. Senator Roblin moves 1556 as amended by the Dash 1s and the Dash 6 with a due pass recommendation to the floor, but with the subsequent referral as noted to rules. Any discussion? Any objection?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So ordered.
Mr. Chair, we serve notice of possible minority report.
Okay. Okay, I believe that takes care of our work.
That's my map, didn't you?
Just a bit.
We have absolutely no bills from the other chamber.
All right, so that's going to conclude the work we have. So let's talk about our this is the last day for Senate to be meeting today or this week. And so we are scheduled to meet on Tuesday. At this point, we have no bills what I'm going, no bills that have come over from the House that have been referred to us yet. There is a possibility that we may want to meet on Tuesday, so I'm going to go ahead and say meet at schedule for 9 o'clock in the morning.
We could do informational.
Perfect. And, yeah, if we have anything there, we'll be able to do that. And since we're setting for 9 o'clock, that will, in fact, give us today, tomorrow, and up till 9 o'clock in the morning on Monday to actually post if we need to.
That's
so, all right, is any other business to do for the Senate Judiciary? All right, we're adjourned.